Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, These Are My Brothers, was written by Erwin Gonshack. It is one of a series of programs dramatizing the trials of man.
I know this Egyptian lord is curious to see me, so of course I am curious about him. And that is all I know. I wish that were so. That I was a complete innocent as the others think. For there is indeed a godlike blessing in childish innocence. My name is Benjamin, the son of Jacob and Rachel. A mother I never saw, for she died when I was born. Often I wonder if I carry guilt for her death. We are indeed a guilt-ridden people, a family sorely tried by circumstances. Yet is it possible that when men are faced by ordeals, they grow in stature? That out of suffering comes new strength? I only ponder the thought. I have not lived enough years to know. My brothers are 10, 11 with Joseph. But my father mourns him as dead. Yet I feel that he still lives, and that one day he will call us and we shall dwell again as brothers. Quiet, my donkey friend. Our road is long. We are on our way to Egypt to obtain provisions from this Egyptian lord, the same one who is so curious to see me. And yet, all my thoughts are of Joseph, my lost brother. Although I was only a child when he disappeared, of all the brothers, we two were the closest, for we both had Rachel as a mother. And now it is as if a voice in the wind tells me that my brother also traveled the road I am now on. Often, my brother and I would walk in the fields of myrtle near the tents, and we would listen to the voices carried by the wind. And after he was gone, I would walk there alone and listen, and hear voices that were strange and not so strange. My brother's voices.
Behold, the dreamer comes. Now, my brothers, now is the time. Let us slay him and cast him into one of the pits, and we will say an evil beast has devoured him. And then we shall see what will become of his dream.
No, Simeon, let us not take his life. Shed no blood. Cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, but lay no hand on him.
So I listened to these voices in the wind. Simeon, Reuben, my brothers all. Reuben is the firstborn, the one who lost the blessing because of his behavior with my father's concubine. Was it Joseph who told? They say he was a bearer of tales against his brothers. My beautiful Joseph, was this true?
We have him! Take his coat! The wondrous coat of many colors! The chieftain's coat! Strip him of it!
Yes, the coat! Joseph's coat! A memory remains. He was so proud of it. Our father Jacob gave it to him. But now I see that Joseph strutted around as if he were a peacock, as if he were the finest of the earth, better than all the rest.
Now, into this pit, this black, slimy pit, and let him rot till kingdom come.
Oh.
You have good reason, my brothers, to have pensive looks on your faces as you ride your donkeys to Egypt. And Jacob, my father, he sits in his tent and mourns. His voice, too, was in the winds when I listened.
Joseph, do not your brothers feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send you to them. Go now, see whether it is well with your brothers and well with the flock, and bring me back word.
Father, didn't you know of the envy and hatred that his brothers had of Joseph? Still, you sent him out into the field to report on them. Why, Father? Do you seek punishment for your theft of the blessing from Esau, your brother? Or is it that you remember that Abraham offered to sacrifice his firstborn to God?
Let him scream, the little beggar. Shall you reign over us? And indeed have dominion over us, shall you, Joseph? Indeed you shall not. Come, brothers, let us eat and enjoy our bread.
Simeon, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother, our flesh.
Yes, let us do that. Yes.
And so the deed shall be done.
This have we found. Know you whether it is your son's coat or not?
Oh, it is my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt torn in pieces. Now, surely I will go down to my grave. Morning.
These were the voices of my father, of my brothers, that I heard in the trees and grasses, in the winds blowing across Canaan. Will there be no end to these voices, O Lord of all? So you see, even though I travel to meet this mighty personage of Egypt, it is of my brother that I think. But perhaps it is best that I ask Reuben again of his first visit to the Egyptian. Maybe now he will be in a better mood to tell of what happened. Since the loss of Joseph, my father has not let me leave his tents. And if I did not have sharp ears and eyes, he would keep me in complete innocence, or complete ignorance, call it what you wish.
Benjamin, why do you keep asking me the same question?
Mustn't I know what to say to this great Egyptian prince?
Judah will speak for us.
But the Egyptian wishes to see me. Certainly he will talk to me.
Say what you wish. Any pleasantries will do.
Please, think. Recall what happened. I must know. Of all my brothers since Joseph, I can speak to you. Of all my brothers, you can tell me.
Well, my young brother, if it will make you happier, it happened thusly. We traveled in the company of many down to Egypt, the land of mud and the worship of the dead, as we do now. But when we reached the boundaries of this land, for some unknown reason, we were separated from the rest and brought before the viceroy or chief steward of the land, an exalted personage one step below the Pharaoh, I would think.
All right, lift your faces from the earth. Arise now and tell me, what is your mission?
Thank you, kind sir. High Lord of Egypt, most wondrous ruler.
Where do you come from?
From the land of Canaan to buy food.
Liars! Liars!
No, my lord. Why do you say this?
You are spies, you hear? And you have come to see the nakedness of the land, to see where our outposts are weakest, so your people can prepare an attack.
My lord, my name is Judah. We are all one man's sons. Would one man send 10 sons on such a dangerous mission as you suggest? My lord, we are upright men. Your servants are not spies.
Upright men, indeed. I have spies, too. And they say you have come to see the nakedness of the land.
We, your servants, are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. Even the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not.
Your father lives?
Yes, my lord.
And the one brother who is not?
He is not with us.
Does he live, man? Answer the question.
We do not know. But the father mourns for him.
You are spies.
My lord.
Hereby you shall be proved. As Pharaoh lives, you shall not go forth from here except your youngest brother come hither.
My lord, what you ask...
Enough words. Your youngest brother must be brought here before you will be released. And so it shall be.
So, my young Benjamin, we were all put together in a ward for 3 days. And then?
Yes, Reuben.
What else is there to tell? You are now with us going to Egypt. And your presence before the Egyptian will be the proof that we are not spies. And Simeon will be released.
But the Egyptian said you would all be held, with one being sent back to obtain me.
So?
But nine returned, and only one was held.
Yes, that is so.
And my brother, you will not tell me the rest?
Speak to the others.
I speak to you.
Once many years ago, your brothers took an oath not to speak about a certain deed.
Reuben, I am Benjamin, your brother. You are the oldest and I am the youngest, a first and a last. There is a bond between us. If you committed a deed, then I committed the deed. If you took an oath, then I took an oath. Reuben, we are brothers. What more need I say?
All right. This is what happened on the third day the Egyptian had imprisoned us. The day he came to visit our cell.
It is my wish. This do and live.
And what is that, my lord?
I fear God, as all men fear God. So I must do what is right in the sight of the Lord. Instead of nine remaining in the prison house, let one of your brothers be bound. This one here, Simeon. Let the rest carry corn for the famine of your houses, and then bring your youngest brother to me. So shall your words be verified, and this one here shall not die.
I speak to my brothers, my lord.
Do so.
What do you say, Simeon?
I will stay.
We are verily guilty concerning our brother Joseph, in that we saw the distress of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us.
So you see, Benjamin, your brothers were not innocent concerning the disappearance of Joseph.
I knew before. The winds told me, but mainly the looks on your faces.
Do not judge us harshly.
There are tears in your eyes.
There is dust on the road. Strangely, when we had finished speaking to each other, and the Egyptian could not understand us, for we spoke softly and in our own tongue, I thought I noticed tears in the eyes of the Egyptian. But why should they be there? There was no dust in the room.
Did he cry?
I could not tell. Why should he cry for anything we had said?
Maybe he saw your faces, and he, too, has a sadness in his life.
Another strange happening occurred when we returned to Jacob and emptied our sacks. Behold, every man's money was in his sack. The same money we had used to pay for the provender. We trembled at this omen. And we had an even greater fear in our hearts. When we spoke to our father about letting you come with us to Egypt, his hand shook, and he spoke in great wrath.
Me have you bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and you will take Benjamin away. Upon me are all these things come. No, Benjamin shall not go.
The famine became worse, and all the corn we had brought from Egypt had been eaten. It was then that Jacob spoke to us again.
My sons, go once more into Egypt. Buy us the little food.
But, Father, the man did earnestly forewarn us, saying,
You shall not see my face except your youngest brother be with you.
Why have you dealt so ill with me as to tell the man whether you had yet another brother?
The man asked straightly concerning ourselves and concerning our kindred, saying, is your father yet alive? Have you another brother?
And you had to tell this man everything?
Father, he thought us spies. We wished to allay his suspicions. Could we in any wise know that he would say, bring your brother down?
What manner of man is this?
Father, we have no choice. Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go that we may live and not die, both we and you and also the little ones. I will be surety for Benjamin. Of my hand shall you require him. If I bring him not unto you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever.
Go. But as for me, if I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved forever, here and in the grave.
So now, Benjamin, you know all, from beginning to end.
But I don't understand all. The hatred of brothers. Why Father sent Joseph to you, knowing of this hatred? The tears of the Egyptian.
Look, my young brother, we're near the end of our journey. There are the borders of Egypt. Now perhaps you will be able to learn more about your brothers and this Egyptian with your own eyes and ears.
The viceroy's steward. You will eat in his house with him at noon today.
Judah, what does this mean? To eat in the great lord's house? Trick of some sort.
Because of the money that was returned in our sacks that we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for thieves.
Then you must speak quickly to him and make amends. Speak to the steward of the house.
Oh, my lord, please listen to us. We came indeed down at the first time to buy food. When we opened our sacks, behold, every man's money was in them. We know not who put our money in our sacks.
Peace be to you, and fear not. Your money was received by me and duly recorded. Perhaps your God and the God of your father gave you treasures in your sacks. Now, I will bring Simeon, your brother, to you, and you will come into the house and prepare yourselves for the meal with my master.
Your gifts are pleasing to me.
Thank you, my lord.
Is your father well? The old man of whom you spoke, is he yet alive?
Your servant, our father, is well. He is yet alive.
Why does the man look so strangely at me?
Look away so you don't anger him.
No, Reuben, I must look at him, eye to eye, as one man looks at another.
Is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me?
It is he, Benjamin.
God be gracious unto you. My son.
Reuben. His eyes. Tears are welling in them.
Look away. Look away.
No, I cannot.
He is leaving for a moment.
Good. To wash away the tears.
Take care with your wild flights of imagination.
Reuben, I tell you. These are tears of sadness. Regret.
Hush. You're Italian.
All right, my friends. Set on the bread. In this order, you shall be seated. Reuben, Simeon and Levi, Judah, Zebulun, Issachar, Dan, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, and Benjamin.
It is done according to age. But how does he know?
Spies, my young brother, spies. That is why he thinks everyone else is spying on him.
No, it is the silver cup he looks into. It must have magical powers of divination.
Now eat, my friends. You have come a long way. Eat, drink, and be merry.
I shall not soon forget the Egyptian and the kindness he showed us.
What is the Egyptian to us? But we have the sacks of provisions. And soon we will be out of the land of the dead and back to Canaan and our kin.
What comes to overtake us?
Aye, the Egyptian steward.
Wherefore have you rewarded good with evil?
Please, my lord,
Explain yourself.
The silver cup in which the Lord drinketh and whereby he indeed divineth, it is gone with you, and you have done evil in so doing.
No, no, no.
Wherefore? Wherefore speaks my Lord such words as this? Far be it from your servants that they should do such a thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sack's mouth, we brought back to you out of the land of Canaan. How then shall we steal out of your Lord's house silver or gold?
Ah, but I tell you, the deed has been done.
With whomsoever of your servants it be found, let him die. And we also will be your Lord's bondsmen. Now all my brothers shall take down their sacks, and you shall examine them.
Yes. Willingly. Yes.
Willingly.
Here is mine. May go through here.
Not here. Or here.
See? In the last one. The youngest brother, Benjamin. Do you see? The silver cup. My Lord's silver cup.
Would you?
Benjamin, speak. Explain the mistake.
Benjamin, your mother brought shame upon our father with her thievery, and now you do the same to us. Simeon, hold your tongue.
Benjamin, you can speak. Silence makes it appear that you are guilty.
Brothers, you ask me to speak of guilt? Of stealing this silver cup, this worthless ornament? Brothers, you seek guilt. Look deeply within your own hearts.
What deed is this that you have done? Know you not that such a man as I would find you out?
What shall we say to you, my lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of your servants, a foul deed done by us many years ago to one who was not here. Behold, we are my lord's bondsmen, both we and he also in whose hand the cup was found.
No, far be it from me that it should be so. The man in whose hand the goblet was found, he shall be the bondsman. But as for the others, get you up in peace unto your father.
Oh, my lord, stay your decision a moment. Let your servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my lord's ear, and let not your anger burn against your servant.
Wait. If I am accused, let me speak for myself.
No, Benjamin. Let your brother Judah speak. It is right that Judah now speaks for all his brothers.
My lord, if I come to my father, and the lad is not with us, seeing that his soul is bound up with Benjamin's soul, the old man will die, for the child is of his old age, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loves him. Let me, I pray thee, abide instead of the lad as bondsman to my lord, and let the lad go home with his brethren. For how shall I go to my father if the lad be not with me, lest I look upon the grief that shall come over his face?
Benjamin, do you see?
Yes,
the tears from the Egyptian's eyes. Eyes I seem to know so well.
My brothers, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live?
Joseph!
Do not be afraid. Come near to me, I pray. I am Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And be not grieved now, nor angry with yourselves, that you sold me hither. For God has made me ruler over all of Egypt. And he sent before you to give you a remnant on the earth, and to save you alive for a great deliverance. Hasten and go to my father, and say unto him, thus says your son Joseph, come down unto me, tarry not, and you shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near unto me, you and your children's children. For there are yet 5 years of famine to come. Ah, behold, your eyes do see, and the eyes of your brother Benjamin, that it is Joseph's mouth that speaks unto you. Now, I embrace all my brothers. Benjamin, do you know your brother?
I do, Joseph.
when Judah said he would stand in your place as a bondsman, and they would not desert you as they had done to me, I knew that these were not the same brothers who had thrown me into the pit.
And when I saw the tears in your eyes, I knew that this was not the same Joseph who had pranced about in his many-colored coat and taunted his brothers.
My young brother, son of my father Jacob and my mother Rachel, I too have learned a lesson from God. Know this. When evil deeds are committed, there is a part of guilt in every man.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. David J. Seligson, Rabbi of Central Synagogue in New York.
The reconciliation of Joseph and his brethren, which has been so vividly dramatized for us today, has been an inspiration to countless generations of men of all faiths, the subject of the artist's brush and the poet's verse. It tells us of human greed, of jealousy and selfishness, but speaks to us also of the grace of reconciliation and pardon. The Jewish people has never forgotten the words, "I am Joseph, doth my father yet live?" They became a symbol of the unbreakable unity of the Jews wherever they may live. There are differences among us, ideological, social, and cultural. But overriding them all is the awareness that we are one great historic community, brothers in destiny, for good or ill. May we not hope, indeed pray, that the recognition of a common human destiny may dawn upon the minds of men everywhere, that our divided, suspicious, hostile world may understand that humanity is one and its destiny one and indivisible. This is the elementary fact of our time. Our increasing stockpiles of atomic and hydrogen bombs and directed missiles, our astronomic budgets feeding the war machines, our race conflicts, the seething volcanoes in the Middle East, Asia, and Africa, all these point persuasively to the desperate need for a universal recognition of human brotherhood. Therefore, we of the House of Israel shall not cease to pray. O, may all, created in thine image, recognize that they are brethren, so that one in spirit and one in fellowship, they may be forever united before thee.
Thank you, Dr. Seligson. Our eternal light drama today, These Are My Brothers, was written by Erwin Gonchak. It is one of a series of programs dramatizing the trials of man. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Larry Robinson as Benjamin, Carl Weber as Joseph, Santos Ortega as Reuben, Guy Repp as Judah, Guy Sorrell as Simeon, Bernard Linrow as Jacob, and Leslie Daniel as the steward. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.